The European Union is putting its money where its mouth is. The European Investment Bank voted today to stop financing new fossil fuel energy projects by the end of 2021. The EIB is the largest development bank of its kind, and it's doubling down on more investments in renewable energy. The World's Environment correspondent Carolyn Beeler reports.
As U.S. leaders step back from international efforts to combat climate change, Europe is positioning itself as the new climate leader.
Our most pressing challenge is keeping our planet healthy.
German politician Ursula von der Leyen leaned hard into this message during her bid to become president of the European Commission this summer.
I want Europe to become the first climate-neutral continent in the world by 2050.
Von der Leyen told the European Parliament that goal would take ambition and money. She said she'd propose a new sustainable investment plan for Europe.
And turn parts of the European Investment Bank into a climate bank.
Von der Leyen's green message helped get her elected president of the European Commission this summer. And days later, the European Investment Bank released a draft of its new proposed energy lending policy.
We want to increase our support for the energy transition in Europe.
This is the bank's vice president, Andrew McDowell, announcing the plan this summer. It would commit half the bank's funds to projects combating climate change, and it would take another major step.
That we stop financing new fossil fuel-based energy projects by the end of 2020.
Last year, the bank lent about $2 billion to fossil fuel projects like natural gas pipelines and storage. And that's not unique among these big public banks like the European Investment Bank or the World Bank that loan money for infrastructure, public works, economic development, and the like. Sonia Dunlop from the environmental think tank E3G argues that this fossil fuel spending is at odds with their mandates to loan money for the public good.
For every dollar that it invests in a renewables project, for example, if it is then investing another dollar into a fossil fuels project, it is basically cancelling itself out.
Dunlop says with this vote, the EU is aligning its lending with its environmental policies.
And it's about making sure that the bank as a whole is aligned with the global Paris Agreement on climate change.
But even within climate-friendly Europe, the proposal met with a lot of pushback from Germany and other countries that rely heavily on natural gas. And in fact, in today's vote, EU member states agreed to keep funding fossil fuel projects a year longer than originally proposed. Alexander Dukas from Oil Change International says that delay is frustrating for activists like him who've been pushing for urgent climate action.
It just shows that there's still a disconnect between what our political leaders are doing and what millions of climate strikers are demanding in the streets.
Still, Dukas and others view this as a landmark move.
The new policy is an important signal to the wider financial community that the era of fossil fuels is past. And even though the policy that was approved today is weaker than the original proposal, it still positions the European Investment Bank ahead of its peers.
The European Investment Bank stopped funding coal projects back in 2013. And with today's vote to end financing for natural gas, the bank has completed its pivot toward renewables. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.